is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the beads on Bourbon Street. Let the parades begin! John Hickenlooper, former Colorado governor, joins the Democrats' 2020 slate. John's the name, Hickenlooper's the game. It's DNC candidate number, 14. Actually, according to Ballotpedia, 16 elected officials and notable public figures, 14 Democrats and 2 Republicans are now in the hunt for a 2020 presidential run. The former Denver, Colorado mayor who turned the once cow town into a millennial metropolis and took on cannabis to transform the state's once cold-filtered economy into a smoking hot enterprise says he's running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. Go get 'em, Hickenlooper! Calling all cosmonauts! Trump hails SpaceX Crew Dragon launch, says NASA's rocking again! Great riveting rockets! President Donald Trump is hailing the successful and flawless launch of Elon Musk's first Crew Dragon spacecraft as an epic win for American spaceflight. Congrats to SpaceX and to all, he tweets. SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule embarked on its first test mission to the International Space Station, launching atop a Falcon 9 rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. Nobody is aboard the Crew Dragon on this 6-day flight, save for a sensor-laden dummy astronaut named Ripley, in an apparent nod to the sci-fi film Alien. Way to go, Elon! Way to go! And now, a word from our sponsor.
Who will be next to launch Man in Space?
Me!
And so can you with Deluxe Man in Space Set. You get a rocket launcher, defense base, and 3 different nose cones. Up goes the astronaut to the top of the launcher. The gantry moves in. The space capsule is locked on the mighty Atlas rocket. Blast off! There he goes! Man in Space! Enemy bombers approaching. Flash the alert. Open fire!
Deluxe Man in Space, complete with missile base. With astronaut and satellite, you send them into flight. 3, 2, 1, fire! Deluxe Man in Space.
Wow, what a toy! Deluxe Man in Space is sold only at food markets.
Welcome back. In show business, Luke Perry comeback takes a tragic turn. Sadly, actor Luke Perry, Bad Boy star of Riverdale and Beverly Hills 90210, died this week at age 52. People magazine reports Perry never regained consciousness, being hospitalized after suffering a massive stroke days ago. Tributes have been pouring in over the airwaves and across social media following the television heartthrob's death. Luke was a smart, quiet, humble, and complex man with a heart of gold and never-ending well of integrity and love, Shannon Doherty says. Luke, you'll always be our Dylan McKay and Prince of TV Cool. In Out of Business, it's out with Blockbuster and in with the binge. Pack up your VCRs, it's official. There's just one remaining Blockbuster video store left in the world, and it's about to disappear. While this last of the Mohicans from the once iconic movie rental chain held on for one last play, the Bend, Oregon store plans to close up shop at the end of the month. This comes on the heels of news of the last Blockbuster, streaming in from Australia to go belly up, marking the end of an era. Hashtag Netflix. In yesteryear. This week in history, Voyager 1 reached Jupiter in 1979. The first International Women's Day debuted in 1909. Alexander Graham Bell was granted a patent for the telephone in 1876. The film King Kong premiered in New York City in 1933. And the board game Monopoly, one of Roger's all-time favorites, always take the B&O, always. Anyway, Monopoly was invented in 1933. And celebrating birthdays this week, 1475 Italian painter Michelangelo and famous baller Shaquille O'Neal in 1972. Happy birthday, boys. Shake a leg with Bigsby's Beat of the Week. With the scores of tributes this week, news of good times and high times and the greatest icons come and gone, what better way to celebrate than hats off? Draw your loved ones near, hold your memories close, and look to the future with none other than the peerless promise of Stan Kenton's Malaguena. Adelante. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.